感谢主，弟兄将这首诗歌给我们很清楚的说明。
We thank the Lord that brother has really explained this hymn very clearly for us.
不知道这一首诗歌早晨是不是每一位蒙恩的弟兄姐妹心中的祷告
？I don't know if this hymn is a prayer for every one of us who are saved by His grace.
就是说，哦，主，我要像你。
That we can truly cry, "Oh, to be like Thee."
不知道是不是每位蒙恩弟兄姐妹都能够听见今天早晨主界弟兄所对我们说的
？I don't know if we have all heard. The word of the Lord through our brother.
你是我的骨中骨，是我的肉中的肉。
That you are my the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh.
愿主的爱真是充满我们的心。
Truly, the love of the Lord fills our hearts.
激励我们的心。
And constrains us.
让我们从心里头愿意对主说：“主啊，我愿像你。”
So from the depth of our heart, we have a willingness to cry, "Oh, to be like you."
早晨啊，仍然，早晨的负担仍然是在关于。啊，天国。
This morning, I still have the burden regarding the kingdom of heaven.
特别是讲到天国实际的内容。
Especially to talk about the specific reality of the kingdom of heaven.
就是天国人的性格。
Which is the character of the kingdom of heaven.
就是神在我们身上所要做成的。
Which is what the Lord is trying to accomplish in us.
我们知道神的心意乃是要在地上要来得着一般的人。
We know the desire of the Lord is to gain a group of people.
只要来训练他们，来制作他们。
He wants to train them and to make them.
叫这一般的人能够在地上成为神权柄的代表和彰显。
So there will be a people as a representative of the power and the authority of God on earth.
并且借着这一班人呢，来带进神永远的心意，就是神永远的国度。
And through this body of people, we can bring in or usher in the eternal kingdom of the Lord and His eternal purpose.
所以我们知道，当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候
，So we know when the Lord first came to the earth,
他所传讲的信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The message that He preached was that the kingdom of heaven is near, repent, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们知道到马太福音的末了的时候主耶稣复活从死里复活向门徒们显现
We know at the end of the gospel of Matthew it was recorded when the Lord resurrected from the dead
他所传讲的仍然是天国的福音
And he appeared to the disciples his message was still the gospel of the kingdom of heaven
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒
He says go therefore and make disciples of all nations
做一般跟随主的人
So they will be disciples of the Lord.
做一般让主耶稣在他们身上作王掌权的人。
So they will be following the Lord, allowing Him to be our King.
所以就我们看见今天主所传的福音，不但是叫人因着信他能够得着永生。
So we see that His gospel is not only to believe in Him and receive eternal life.
主乃是要叫我们得着这个生命。
But He wants us to gain this life.
并且能够按着这个生命来做主的门徒。
And to live out this life as the disciples of the Lord,
来跟随主耶稣
to follow him,
来让主耶稣在身上来作王掌权
so that the Lord will have his rulership and his reign in us,
来让主耶稣在我们身上来显出他的权柄
so that he can manifest his power and authority in our lives.
这是主要得着天国的一个心意
and that is the purpose of the Lord regarding the kingdom of heaven.
很感谢主早晨能够看到这么多的高中生还有大学生回到我们在我们中间
We thank the Lord this morning we can see so many young people high schoolers and college students
我知道他们都刚刚考完那个结束学期的期末考试
We know many of them has just finished their final exams
非常的不容易靠着主的恩典过来
It's truly by God's grace that they have passed through all the finals
那早晨呢我还要考考他们两个问题
So this morning I want to test them two more questions
第一就是天国是在天上还在地上
First is that where is the kingdom of heaven? Is it in heaven or is it on earth?
我想很多弟兄姐妹已经知道答案
I know many of our brothers and sisters already know the answer
大学生们他们还不晓得
But for college students or high schoolers they might not have heard the message before
好问 Henry 离我最近问他
Henry is the closest to me so
这不是惩罚，这是奖赏。
It is not a punishment; it's only a reward.
坐近一点才有机会回答问题。
That you're closer to the speaker, so that.
天国是在天上还地上
？Where is the kingdom of heaven?
答对了，他说在地上。
He says on earth, and which is correct.
好，第二个问题。
And the second question.
问最远的好了。
We'll find a person that's farther.
第二个问题。 那天国是将来的事还是现在的事？
Is the kingdom of heaven going to be in the future or now?
需要想一下哦。
He says no.
No. 哦，答对了。
He's also correct.
弟兄说天国不是将来，乃是现在。
He said the kingdom of heaven does not happen in the future, but it happens right now.
所以主耶稣在马太福音说，从施洗约翰到如今，天国是努力进去的。
Because Matthew says, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew that from John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着。
And the violent gains it by force.
这努力的意思呢，不是。对别人施暴
And this violence is not to be violent towards others
乃是对自己施暴
But it's to be violent towards yourself
就是要舍弃我们自己的情感自己的意志自己的想法
We need to give up our own will, our emotions, and our thinking
也可以说简单的说就是舍己背十字架来跟从主
Which is also what the Lord said to deny ourselves
主说努力的人才能够得着
He says only the violent Can gain it by force.
努力的人才能进入。
Only the violent can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那进入天国得着天国是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to enter into the kingdom of heaven and to gain it?
让我们来读几处的经文。
Let us read a few scriptures.
请打开圣经到马太福音第五章。
Let us read from Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，我们要从第一节读到第十二节。
Let us read chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 12.
马太福音第五章第一节，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土；饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足；连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续；清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Chapter 5, verse 1. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
我们再读一处经文，在彼得后书第一章。
Let us read one more scripture in 2 Peter.
新约圣经彼得后书第一章。
New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书是在彼得前书的后面。
2 Peter is after the 1 Peter.
彼得前书在雅各书后面
And which is after the book of James
好翻到彼得前书彼得后书第一章我们先读第三第四两节
Let us read verse 3 and 4 in chapter 1
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份
seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
我们跳到第十节。
And we skip to verse 10.
第十和十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about His calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Let us bow our head with further words of prayer.
我们感谢你把宝贵的话语常常赐给我们。
We thank you for always giving us your precious words.
主啊，我们更感谢你，因为你是那真神，你是那活神，你是常常向我们说话的神。
We know that you are the true and living God, and you are God who always speaks to us.
主，早晨愿你来开通我们的耳朵。This
morning, may you open our ears.
赐给我们有一颗受教的心。
Give us a heart that is teachable.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
因为听见我们就活。
If we hear your voice, we will come alive.
因为听见你的声音，我们就愿意来跟随你。
If we hear your voice, we will be willing to follow you.
主，愿你的话语能够在我们每个蒙恩的人身上来成就你所喜悦的心意。
May your words accomplish the pleasurable desire in each one of us.
主也在那还没有认识你的人身上，来发出亮光。
May you also shine light upon those who have not yet known you.
因为我们看见，实在是你在创立世界以前就在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
Because we know before the creation of this world, you have already chosen us in Christ Jesus.
主，你要我们像你。
And you want us to be like you.
昨天我们也答应你的呼召。
We respond to such a calling.
说主啊，我们愿像你。
To cry out, yes, Lord, we want to be like you.
听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
May you hear our prayers in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 我们知道马太福音是接着马太福音第五章是接着马太福音第三章和第四章。
We know Matthew chapter 5 comes after chapter 3 and 4.
马太福音第三章说什么呢？
What does chapter 3 in Matthew says? What does it say in chapter 3?
马太福音第三章让我们看见，施洗约翰在地上来传，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
It was recorded that John the Baptist was preaching on the earth, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为施洗约翰知道，那天国的王将要来到。
Because John the Baptist knew the King of the kingdom of heaven is about to come to the earth.
到了马太福音第四章，主耶稣来了。
In chapter 4, Jesus came.
然而主耶稣仍然传着天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Yet his message was still repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
既然天国的王已经来到，为什么主耶稣还是仍然传天国近了呢？
Since the king of the kingdom of heaven is already here, how come he still preaches that the kingdom of heaven is near?
原因乃是天国的人还没有显现出来。
Because there was not yet a people of the kingdom of heaven.
天国的王要掌权。
The king wanted to have his kingship.
他乃是要在天国的子民身上，在天国的子民当中来掌权。
But his kingship only happens among his people.
所以我们看见，当主耶稣经过撒旦的试探。
So through the temptation,
他得胜了。
And our Lord Jesus came out victorious.
他显出他是那位天国的王。
He showed himself as the king in heaven.
但接着马上，他就来呼召门徒。
But and immediately he called out for disciples.
他来呼召人来跟从他。
He called out for people to follow him.
他得着一般的人，是能够让主耶稣在他们身上来做王来掌权。
He wanted to gain a people who is willing for the Lord Jesus to be king in their life.
所以我们看见，就在那加利利那一带的地方，就有许多的人来跟从主耶稣。
So we see in the region of Galilee, many people began to follow Jesus.
他们来跟着主耶稣，然后。 来跟着主耶稣在他的身边。
They followed Jesus and was around him all day long.
但到了第五章的时候，
But when we come to chapter 5,
我们看见主耶稣看见许多的人来跟着他。
Jesus saw the crowds.
但是主耶稣呢，他却上了山。
So he retreated up to a mountain.
他上了山之后，只有门徒跟主耶稣一同上到山上。
And only the disciples followed him up the mountain.
接着主耶稣对他们说了这一段话，就在马太福音的五六七三章。
So Jesus opened his mouth and began teaching them in chapter 5, 6, and 7.
所以我们相信主耶稣在马太福音五六七章所对门徒讲的话，只有对门徒们才有真实的意义。
So we see that what he spoke in chapter 5, 6, 7 was only meaningful to the disciples. He was speaking to the disciples.
是对那一些愿意跟从主耶稣，愿意让耶稣在他们身上做王掌权的人，这段话才有真实的意义。
This is for a group of people who truly follow the Lord, who is willing to give up all things for the Lord to be the king in their lives. These words are meaningful to them.
所以马太福音五六七三章，一般在基督教当中，我们许多的人称之为登山宝训。
Among Christianities, we call these three chapters the Sermon on the Mount.
这登山的宝训，很容易让我们就联想到在旧约，摩西所传神的律法。
And very often it could remind us of the, of how Moses went up onto Mount Sinai and received the commandment of the Lord.
因为当日神要向他的百姓说话。
Because at that, in the Old Testament, God wanted to speak to his people.
神就召摩西上了山上。
So God called out to Moses to come up to Mount Sinai.
四十昼夜来向摩西说话。
For 40 days and nights.God spoke to Moses.
摩西就将神所说的话带到神的百姓中间。
And Moses brought the words of the Lord to his people.
就成为旧约的律法。
And it became laws in the Old Testament.
所以我们很容易就想到了新约，神的儿子主耶稣来到地上。
So easily we can make the correlation, in the New Testament, God, the Son of God came to the earth.
他来到地上，在这里呢，他也上了山。
And he also went up on a mountain.
他也对门徒们讲了一番的话。
He also spoke many words to his disciples.
所以我们就想，那主耶稣这段话所讲的这段话呢，那是不是就是新约的律法呢？
So perhaps we think maybe this is the law or the commandments in the New Testament.
是不是这段真登山宝训主所说的话，是我们新约的基督徒我们生活的守则？
Is this the standard or guidance of a Christian living in the New Testament?
其实不然。
But it is not.
我们知道当神借着摩西把旧约的律法赐给他的百姓。
We know when God gave his commandments to Moses, to his people through Moses.
我们还记得以色列神的百姓在这律法面前，他们就发出一个声音。
We remember the people, were shouting out before the Lord.
就凡你所吩咐的，我们必遵行。
He says, whatever you have commanded, we will follow.
他们的心意可能是真的。
And they perhaps had that true desire.
但经过那几千年以色列的历史，我们看见他们完全的失败。
But after a few thousand years of Israelites' history, we saw that they failed completely.
因为以色列人他们要靠着自己的努力来遵守神的律法。
Because they were using their own effort, their own strength, trying to fulfill the law of the Lord.
结果他们都失败了。
But they all failed.
今天如果我们稍微尝试过经历过的基督徒，我们都能够同做一个见证。
Today, for any Christians who have tried and attempted, we can all give this testimony.
就是当我们也要靠着我们的努力，靠着我们的力量来遵守马太福音五六七章这些主所赐给我们的教训。
That when we by our own strength try to follow or obey the teachings in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7,
我们发现我们也同样是做不到。
We realize in the same way we cannot do it.
当你越努力
，the harder you try，
你就遭遇越多的失败。
You encounter more failures.
当你越想靠着自己，来遵守主这里所说的话
，the more you desire to obey God's words by your own strength，
你就越遭遇挫折。
The more difficulties you encounter.
这时候你心里面产生一个问题。
Then you will have a question in your heart.
主所教训我们的这些话是非常好。
God's words are indeed good.
显出那许多的美德来。
It showed many excellencies that the Lord has.
比方说有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来让人家打。
For example, the Lord says, when someone strikes your right cheek, turn the other cheek.
比方说要爱你的仇敌，为你的逼迫你的祷告。
For example, the Lord says, you need to love your enemies, even pray for them.
我们心里头实在是觉得这些教训实在是太好了。
We in our heart we think these teachings are really good.
但当我们从心里头愿意来遵守的时候，我们不得不承认，我们所遭遇的只能是失败。
But when we have this desire to obey it, we can only admit that we have only come to failures.
举一个很小的事情。
I can give you a very small example.
比方说，我们基督徒蒙恩以后，我们都知道。我们主耶稣是非常的温柔，就像刚刚诗歌所唱的。
For example, after we were saved by His grace, we know that Jesus is very gentle.
所以我们知道，我们基督徒呢，要像主耶稣，我们也应该是一个温柔的人。
So we know as Christians, we need to be like Jesus to be gentle.
我们不应该随便的发脾气。
We shouldn't throw our temper around.
所以呢，我们就开始努力的学习，不要发脾气。
So we start to try very hard not to be angry.
就去公司上班的时候。
So when we go to our office,
就是一个甚至于是一个不合理的老板。
Even for before unreasonable boss,
我们就学习忍耐。
We try to and we learn to be patient.
有些同事啊，实在叫我们非常的不喜欢。
And there are some coworkers that are very annoying.
我们也表现得温柔。
And we try our best to be gentle.
然后我们周末来到聚会当中和弟兄姐妹在一起。
And we come to the gatherings on weekends.
有些弟兄姐妹实在是。叫我们就像保罗身上那根刺一样。
We even feel some brothers and sisters are as if they are thrown to Paul.
本来是很喜乐的。
Before we're very joyful.
是一看见这个人啊，喜乐就消失。
But we see one particular brother or sister, and our joy will vanish.
但是我们还要咬紧牙根啊，要学习忍耐。
But we still clench our teeth and we try to be patient.
要表现得温柔。
And we try to be gentle.
然后一回到家里。
And then we go home.
就接与我们的配偶。因着芝麻蒜皮的小事
，and we come before our spouse, and because very minute, very trivial matters,
我们就把那所有啊在外头堆积的一些愤怒啊，全部倾倒在配偶的身上。
We unload all the anger that we accumulated from outside, onto our spouse,
甚至在孩子们身上
，or even onto your children.
而且呢，我们还振振有理。
And we reason to ourselves.
我们觉得啊，我发这个脾气是有理的。
We even say we are reasonable in being angry.
是对的。
We are right.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
因为我跟老板、公司老板、同事都没问题。
Because I can say I have no problem with my boss.
我和弟兄姐妹关系也很好。
I have no problem with brothers and sisters.
就是回到家里呢，跟配偶呢才会产生矛盾冲突。
And I only have problem when I come home before my husband or wife.
好多人都说我是很温柔的。
Everyone else says that I am gentle.
我自己到个地步呢，我也觉得我是蛮温柔。
And to a point that I even agree that I'm pretty gentle.
所以呢，问题就出在我配偶的身上。
So the problem happens on my wife.
只有她觉得我不温柔。
She's the only one that thinks that I'm not gentle.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，当我们想要靠着我们自己来遵守主的教训，是不可能的。
So we see that for ourselves.If we try to obey God's words, it's impossible.
我们看见刚刚我所说的这个温柔，这个忍耐，并不是主的温柔，也不是主的忍耐。
We see that even the gentleness that we have shown, as I said earlier, is not the gentleness of the Lord.
那还是出于我们自己。
It came from ourselves.
是靠着我们自己所努力表现出来的而已。
It came from our own effort. We tried to put up this gentleness.
所以盼望今天我们做一个基督徒，是一个真实的基督徒。
So may we truly have a desire to be a true Christian.
不是一个表演的基督徒。
We won't be just a performer.
以至于表演到个地步，我们自己都以为是真的。
And to a point, we even believe our own performance.
我刚刚讲那个例子是讲到我自己。
So my example that I gave really talk about myself.
所以我们在我们天然人里头是没有良善的。
And I see that in my own nature, I have nothing good.
今天如果主能够借着周围一些人事物来显明我们真实的光景，这是主的怜悯。
It is only by His mercy that through different environments and surroundings He shows our true weakness.
所以这段登山宝训，主耶稣所告诉我们的，并不是一个新约的律法，叫我们来遵守。
So the Sermon of on the Mount here is not a law in the New Testament.
或准确的说，不是靠着我们自己的努力来遵守。
It is not something the Lord asks us to obey by our own strength.
我们必须要先得着神的生命。
We have to first receive the life of the Lord.
只有在神的生命里头，我们才能够来遵守。
Only in the life of God we can obey His words.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们看见登山宝训并不是律法。
So we see that the Sermon on the Mount is not law.
登山宝训乃是主的恩典。
It is His grace.
律法要求我们。
The law have give us constraints.
他并不能给我们力量来遵守。
But he cannot give us, the law cannot give us any strength.
圣经告诉我们，律法反叫我们能够知罪，就是叫我们看见我们是做不到的。
So the Bible tells us, the law tells us, shows us what unrighteousness is.
而这里主所说的登山宝训，它不仅对我们有更高的要求。
But the Sermon on the Mount not only raised up the standard,
更宝贵的是它供应我们能够遵守这些教训的那个恩典。
But more preciously, it supplies us with the grace by which we can follow His words.
这是主自己的生命。
Which is the life of the Lord Himself.
靠着我们做不到。
We cannot do it ourselves.
但主的生命他完全做到了。
But the life of the Lord has done it.
所以主说他来了不是要废去律法，乃是要成全律法。
That's why He says He does not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
主不仅将旧约的律法完全的成就了。
Not only He has fulfilled all the laws of the Old Testament,
还超过这一切律法的要求。
But even surpassed the requirements of the law.
而今天主把他自己这样一个生命赐给了你我。
And today, He has given such a life of Himself to you and I.
叫我们能够靠着这个生命来活出这天国的荣耀的景象。
So by this life, we can live out the condition of the, or the glorious condition of heaven.
那么弟兄姐妹，我们可能有一个问题。
And so we might have a question.
就是我已经蒙恩得救了。
That I have already been saved by His grace.
我已经成为神的儿女。
I am already called the son of God.
我应该有神的生命在我里面。
I should have the life of God in me.
可是为什么我还是做不到呢？
Then why is it that I still cannot do it?
这一个原因，很重要的原因就是在我们蒙恩的基督徒里面。
The main reason is that in us Christians,
里面有两个不同的生命。
We have two different lives.
一个是神的生命。
One is the life of God.
也就是主耶稣的生命。
Which is the life of Christ, Jesus given unto us.
另一个就是我们天然的生命。
Another one is our natural life.
就是那个老亚当的生命。
It's the life of the old Adam.
所以今天如果我们活在神的生命里头。
So if we live in the life of God,
如果我们顺着主耶稣基督的生命来生活的话。
If we follow his life and live out our daily living,
我们看见那天国的性格就渐渐地成型在我们身上。
Then we will see that the character of heaven be formed in us.
相反的，如果我们仍然活在我们天然的生命里头。
Oppositely, if we still live in our old nature,
那属肉体血气的性格就会成型在我们身上。
Then the character of this old nature of our own flesh will be formed in us.
因此我们看见我们的性格乃是跟生命是有关系的。
So we see that the character we have is the outward expression of the life within.
对，因为这个性格呢，就是我们里面生命的彰显。
It is a manifestation of the life.
而这个性格乃是需要经过培养，需要经过建立才能够形成的。
And this character takes time to be, needs time to be established, to be formed.
我就举个例子。
And I'll give you an example.
我们像那个桃树。
Perhaps we're like a peach tree.
桃子树啊，它有一个生命。
The peach tree, the tree itself has a life.
那梨子树呢，也有一个，它有它的生命。
And the pear tree has its own life.
它有一些相似，但是它也有不同。
There are similarities, but it's also different.
但你发现，无论是桃子树、梨子树，当它在那个从地里得着营养水分的供应之后
，So we see either be a peach tree or pear tree.As long as it receives nutrients from the earth,
它经过一段时间的生长
after a time of growth,
经过一段时间成长的过程
as it grows,
我们看见它就开始会结出果子了
and it will start to bear fruit.
所以你看见那桃子树和梨子树呢，它在成长过程当中或许还是非常的相似
Perhaps in the beginning, as it starts to grow, they are very similar to one another.
等它的果子结出来的时候，你就发现桃子树就结出桃子
But when the fruits are born, you see that the peach tree will give birth to peach.
这梨子树呢，就结出梨子来。
And the pear tree will bear pear.
所以那果子是不同的。
So the fruits are different.
同样的，今天如果我们顺着神的生命来成长、来培养的话
，In the same way, if we follow the leading of God's life,
我们就能够结出那圣灵的果子。
Then we will bear fruit to the fruit of the Spirit.
也就是天国的性格成型在我们身上。
Which are the characters of the heaven.Will be formed in us.
如果我们常常顺着那肉体天然肉体的情欲来发展的话
If we follow our own nature
那我们所培养出来的性格呢就是那些情欲和败坏
Then we will see the characters of our own lust and corruptions formed in us
所以我们看见生命的重要
And we see how important is this life.
我们也看见这性格培养的重要。
And we see how important it is to establish.
今天我们在地上要成为，要试耐是主的见证。
And we want to have this character to be a testimony for the Lord.
我们在世上要是那个盐，是那个光。
And we need to be the salt and the light in this world.
我们的性格必须要经过培养和建立。
So we really need to establish for, to have the character grow in us.
所以主耶稣借着马太福音五六七章就告诉我们关于这天国性格的事情。
So through chapter 5, 6, 7 in Matthew, Jesus told us about all the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音第五章，主乃是让我们认识天国的性格的内容。
In chapter 5, he tells us what are these characters.
到第六章，乃是让我们看见天国性格的建立的过程。
And in chapter 6, he tells us how this character is formed in us.The process.
到第七章则告诉我们在天国性格的建立和培养过程当中我们应该有的责任是什么。
In chapter 7, it tells us in this process of the character of kingdom having been formed in us, what should our responsibility be?
我们知道这段的教训是非常的丰富，内容非常丰富。
We know all these teachings are very rich.
早晨就只能我们就将注意力放在第五章这里。
This morning we only have time to pay attention to chapter 5.
让我们能够来认识天国的性格的内容是什么。
So let us first learn to see what are the characters, what are the natures of this kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，天国第一个性格就是虚心的人。
So the Lord Jesus tells us the first character of the kingdom of heaven is though blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
在马太福音第五章第三节主说虚心的人有福了
chapter,
因为天国是他们的。
In chapter 5 verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里虚心原文的意思乃是讲到邻里贫穷。
Here this poor in spirit just means being poor in spirit.
这邻里贫穷什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be poor in spirit?
就是讲到是一个谦卑。
It talks about humility.
我们知道这个性格是在我们天然人里头是没有的。
We know this humility, cannot be found in our own nature.
我们天然人有我们所谓中国人说的谦虚。
Chinese people, has a tradition of being humble.
那个谦虚呢是一个表现。
And it's only an expression of a courtesy.
这是我前面所讲的。
And what I spoke before,
它是从天然人生命里头表现出来的。
It's an outward expression of an old nature.
因为我们天然亚当生命，天然的亚当生命里头是没有谦卑这个性格。
Because in the nature of our old Adam life, old Adamic life, there is no humility.
这个性格乃是在主的生命里头。
And we only see humility in the Lord Jesus.
就从主的生命里头才能够培养出。谦卑的这个性格。
Only through the life of the Lord we can have humility.
主把谦卑、把邻里贫穷这个性格放在第一位，是有非常重要的原因。
And there is a reason that He put poor in spirit as the first character of the kingdom of heaven.
我们若是没有谦卑这个性格
，If we don't have this humility，
我们就没有办法培养以下其他各样美好的性格。
And we'll have no way to go on and form all these other characters.
我们看见这谦卑的性格在主的生命里头是最重要的一件。
So we see this is one of the most important characters that the Lord shows us.
也是应该在基督徒我们培养性格上面最重要的第一步。
And it is also the first step we will take in trying to form these characters.
我们知道谦卑的相反就是骄傲。
And we know the opposite of being poor in spirit, or opposite of humble, is pride.
骄傲这件事我不需要跟弟兄姊妹多说。
And I don't need to share more about pride.
因为我们都非常熟悉。
Because we know it so well.
那乃是从我们天然亚当生命里头所出来的。
And the pride comes from our old Adamic nature.
但感谢主，因着主的生命是谦卑的。
But we thank the Lord because His life is humble.
今天在我们身上，我们应该要竭力来培养出这谦卑的性格。
So in our life, we need to have more diligence so that will be more poor in spirit.
每次当我们思想主耶稣谦卑的性格的时候，
Every time as we meditate upon the humility of the Lord Jesus,
我们总是想到腓立比书第二章那里所让我们看见。
We always remember in Philippians chapter 2.
我们知道主耶稣他本与神同等。
We know he was equal with God.
但他却不以与神同等为强夺的。
But he did not treat equality with God something to be grasped.
他原本是极其富足。
He was rich and abundantly rich.
万有都是他的。
And he, all things belong to him.
万有也是为了他造的。
And all things were created for him.
我们看见主是那样的富足。
And we see how rich he was.
但是他却是甘心的。Yeah. 甘心的倒空自己。
Yeah, he was willing to empty himself.
那你讲到虚己。
And that he emptied himself.
就是我们的主他把自己完全的倒空。
That he completely poured out himself.
他存心卑微。
And he had a heart of humility.
他拣选成为一个贫穷卑微的人。
He chose to be a man in poverty.
有时候我在想啊，主耶稣神的儿子来到地上，他可以有各种不同的，在各式各样的环境里头来出生。
Sometimes we can imagine as a son of God, he can have all different ways of coming of his entrance onto this earth.
如果生在我们当中任何一个家庭，我想都还比他所拣选的还要更加的好。
Perhaps if he had been born to any of the families here, he would have been in a better condition as how he was before.
但是我们的主他却拣选降生在马槽。
But he chose to be born into a manger.
他连婴儿床都没有。
He didn't even have a baby's crib.
他生长在木匠的家里。
He grew up in a household of a family of a carpenter.
他在地上虽然只有33年的时间。
Even though he only had 33.5 years.
但他一生当中，他连枕头的地方都没有。
But he couldn't even find a place to rest his head.
就连我们主他死的时候
，even after he died，
他所埋葬的坟墓都还是别人的。
He was buried in a grave that belonged to someone else.
那我们看见我们原本这样富足的主
，we see such an abundant Lord.
他为着来到世上拯救罪人
，for the purpose of saving the world，
他自己这样的谦卑，这样的倒空
，he humbled himself and poured himself out.
所以我们看见这谦卑的性格只有在我们主耶稣基督生命里头才有。
We see that only in the Lord life of our Lord Jesus we can find this humility.
这邻里贫穷还有另外一个意思。
There's another meaning to being poor in spirit.
才让我们看见他不依靠世上任何的人事物。
We see that he does not rely on anything or person in this world.
他也不依靠自己的聪明才智和经验。
Nor does he rely on his own experience, his own wisdom, or his own ability.
他一生所有的事情都单单以神为他的倚靠。
In everything he did in his life, he only relied on the Lord.
他说他听见父所说的，他才说。
He says, I only speak the words that I hear the Father speaks.
他看见父所做的，他才做。
I only do what I see the Father does.
他也以父的心意为他的满足。
That the Father's desire is his satisfaction.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上实在是一个邻里贫穷的人。
We see how he truly became poor in spirit on the earth.
所以主耶稣说，那虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
这是今天主在我们身上盼望建立得着的一个性格。
And that is a character the Lord desires to see from us.
就是与他相似，有着谦卑的性格。
So that we can be like him, to be poor in spirit.
有着倚靠神的性格。
To have the spirit that only relies on the Lord.
好叫主更多的性格也能够成型在我们身上。
So that his other characters can also be formed in us.
接着主说，哀痛的人有福了。
And he continues to say, blessed are those who mourn.
对，讲到哀痛，他也不是讲到我们基督徒为着我们，不单是为了我们自己的罪有哀痛。
And this mourn not only talks about that we need to mourn for our own sins.
它更是让我们因为着这世界的一个情势有一个哀痛的心。
But he shows us that we will have a heart of mourning regarding the conditions of this world.
就当我们看见这世界的周围充满了不平，充满了不义。
As we see all the unrighteousness and all the unrest in this world.
就当我们看见撒旦被人敬拜。
As we see Satan is being worshipped by men,
看见我们的主被人拒绝,
as we
不受人的尊重,
see our Lord is rejected and disrespected by men,
甚至我们想到在启示录第三章那里，甚至于是主的教会像老底家,
we even remember in Revelation chapter 3, even the church of God like Laodicea,
主耶稣应该是教会的主,
the Lord ought to be the Lord of the church,
他应该在教会中他是来做王掌权,
he ought to be the king and rules among his church,
但是我们看见老底家教会的光景 教会的主竟然被关在教会的门外。
Even the condition of his church in Laodicea, the Lord of the church is shut out from the gate of the church.
我们有主生命的人看到这样的情景，我们心里头应该是感到哀痛。
So if we have the life of the Lord and we see such conditions, we should mourn.
我们应该因着这样的哀痛，我们在神面前发出深切的祷告。
And because of such a mourning, we ought to come before the Lord and have a deep prayer.
就像在旧约的许多先知们当中
Just as many prophets in the Old Testament
他们为着神百姓的光景为着神心意不能得到成就他们在神面前哀痛流泪祷告
They mourned and shed tears and prayed continually before the Lord because of the condition of God's people
所以我们看到有人称先知耶利米他是那位流泪的先知
So we see many people call Jeremiah as a prophet who sheds tears
因为他为着神的百姓的光景在神面前多多的流泪祷告
Because he shed much tears before the Lord because of the condition of God's people
所以主说哀痛的人有福了因为他们必得安慰
Therefore the Lord says blessed are those who mourn for they shall be comforted
接下来主说温柔的人有福了
And the Lord continues to say blessed are the gentle
这温柔的这个性格它是指着什么说的呢
And what does this gentleness speak of?
温柔的人他对自己没有所求
And a person who's gentle have no demand for himself
他对别人也不会有要求
He does not request anything or demand anything from others
他唯一的满足就是神的旨意得着成就
His only satisfaction is that the will of the Lord be satisfied
这温柔的人他能够服在神所安排一切的环境里
Someone who's gentle will be willing to submit himself under all circumstances that the Lord has arranged.
即使是苦难，他仍然相信神是爱。
Even in tribulation, he believes that God is love.
就如早晨有弟兄姐妹祷告，我们仍然能够相信神向着我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的。
Even as our brother, one of our brother prayed this morning, that the will of the Father for us is for welfare and not for calamity.
一个温柔的人在神面前他是软的他的心是软的
And someone who's gentle will be soft before the Lord.
他不为自己争
And his heart is soft and he will not argue for himself.
他也不坚持自己的是非和道理
He will not insist his own ways, his own reasons.
他不为自己辩白
He will not defend himself.
他愿意舍己背十字架来顺从神的心意
He will be willing to deny himselfand to pick up the cross.
我们知道两天前在聚会当中我们听见弟兄姐妹所为我们做的见证。
Two days ago. We heard the testimony from a brother 2 days ago.
虽然我们弟兄他得了一个很厉害的病。
And one brother had been very seriously ill.
虽然姐妹心里面也非常的舍不得。
And his wife was very heavy in her heart.
当我们看见我们弟兄姐妹他们里头那温柔的性格
But we saw the gentleness in their life.
他们知道从主的手中来领受
We know they knew that they need to take whatever condition or circumstance that came from the hand of the Lord.
他们来倚靠主
They came to rely on the Lord.
我们看见那温柔的性格从他们身上就显出来
And we saw that the gentleness of the Lord was shown through in their life.
弟兄姐妹我们一个愿意舍己背十字架的人
For a person who is willing to take up the cross
我们在神的面前就成为一个柔软的人
And we become a soft person before the Lord
神能够在我们身上来制作我们
And we are tender so that the Lord can mold us
神可以借着平顺的环境来制作我们
That he can mold us through a good environment
神也能够借着我们感觉不舒服不好的事情也来制作我们
He can also mold us through the things that are not that we don't feel it's very good or comfortable.
所以神借着各样的事，神叫万事互相效力。
So through all things and environments, He calls all things to work together.
来叫我们得着益处。
For the good of those who love Him.
来叫这天国的性格能够成形在我们身上。
So the character of the kingdom of heaven can be formed in us.
所以温柔是我们基督徒一个非常重要的性格。
So it is very important for Christians to be gentle and meek.
接着主说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And he continues to say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这饥渴慕义乃是这个性格，乃是他一直盼望，我们盼望能够更多得着神的性情在我们身上。
To have a hunger for and thirst for righteousness is to desire more and more of the characters of Christ before me.
因为我们知道义就是神的性情。
And we know because righteousness is the character of Christ.
所以当我们越渴慕这个义在我们身上的时候
，So the more we desire after righteousness，
我们看见我们对义的感觉、对义的要求和标准就会越来越提高。
And we see the Lord.Continues to raise the standard of righteousness.
我们可能从前做一件事情
Before we might have done some things.
我们觉得没有什么不平安
And we don't have any unpeace.
但当我们在这个饥渴慕义上面来操练来学习的时候
As we practice to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
因为当我们越多的来亲近神的时候
And as we draw closer and closer to God.
这个义在我们身上就越发的成形。
And his righteousness will be formed in us.
我们就会慢慢的越来越像我们的主。
And gradually will be more like our God.
因为我们知道只有我们的主耶稣他是那位义者。
Because we know only the Lord Jesus is righteous.
所以这个义呢这个饥渴慕义这对义的一个感觉和需求呢不是一个外面的要求。
So this sense and this desire after righteousness is not the law, it's not an outward requirement.
也不是人从外面来要求我们。
It is not that people will request us from the outside.
我想很多时候我们有这样的经验。
So we think very often we have such experience.
就当别人啊从外面要求我们的时候
，When someone else demands something from us，
有些时候啊就连这件事情你自己原本也是想做的。
There might be something that you originally wants to do yourself.
但是因着别人的要求
，But because someone else has told you to do it，
你反而就不想做。
So oppositely, you don't want to do it anymore.
或是不甘不愿的做。
Or you do it unwillingly.
或者做了以后呢，你里头一点也没有满足，也没有喜乐。
Or after you do it, there is no joy, there is no satisfaction.
那姐妹，主要盼望在我们身上培养这义的性格，乃是从生命的里面培养出来。
But this character of righteousness the Lord wants to form comes from the life within.
那是因着主的生命在我们里面。
It is because there is a life of the Lord in us.
主的生命对义有一个要求。
He has a requirement of righteousness.
这生命里头产生出来的要求呢，他也供应我们那个恩典和力量。
And not only he requests us of righteousness, but he also supplies us with grace and strength.
叫我们能够满足这义的要求。
So that we can fulfill his requirement.
所以主说要饥渴慕义。
So the Lord says hunger and thirst for righteousness.
叫我们在这义的性格上能够越来越像我们的主。
So that we can be more and more like Christ, more and more righteous like him.
接下来主耶稣说连续人的人有福了因为他们必蒙连续
And he continues to say Blessed are those who are merciful
这连续的意思就是要宽大、
That is to mean to be broad and tolerant
不要太计较不要吹毛求疵
Do not be so calculated Do not be so picky
这连续人的人呢他就不愿意显露人的缺点人的弱点
Someone who's merciful will not uncover the weakness of others
他愿意学习忍耐
He's willing to be patient
一个连续的人他能够饶恕人的过犯
He's willing to be persevere and to forgive other people
他不会一直记着别人怎么样亏待了自己
He will not be always remembering and calculating all the wrong suffered
连续人的人实在是有福
And truly blessed are the merciful
因为我们实在是看见当弟兄姐妹当我们不忍饶恕人不连续人的时候
Because we see if someone cannot be merciful to others
那实在成为我们的捆绑
And it became this unmercy This heart of unmercy
叫我们喜乐不起来
Will become our bondage
当我们不忍饶恕人的时候
It will take away our joy
当我们不饶恕人不连续人的时候
If we cannot forgive others
我们属灵生命的成长也受了阻碍
and it will hinder our spiritual growth as well
这里更讲到一件事就是连续人的人他必蒙连续
and he also says blessed are the merciful for they will receive mercy
弟兄姐妹有一天我们都要到主耶稣基督的审判台前
because one day we will all go before the judgment seat of Christ
在那里我们很有可能带着许许多多的亏欠到主的面前
as we come before the LordThere will be many things that we have fallen short.
那时候我们可能只有一个感觉，只有一个心里面只有一个 在主殿前只有一个祈求。
Perhaps there will be only one plea before the Lord.
就求主怜恤我。
That Lord have mercy.
在这里，主给我们开了一条路。
And here the Lord has shown us the way.
今天我们在地上，我们来学习，来操练这怜恤人的性格。
As we train ourselves and practice to be merciful.
主说到那日，他也必怜恤我们。
And he says, on that day, he will also show us mercy.
好，接下来讲到清心的人有福了。
And he says, blessed are the pure in heart.
清心就是我们心里头啊，清洁、单一。
To be pure in heart is to be single, to be clean.
就是呢，我们只有神和神的心意是我们所追求的。
That we have a single heart towards God's purpose.
在这样一个清心的人心里头呢，他只有一个目的。
We have only one purpose and goal.
他人生只有一个标杆。
That there is only one goal in life.
就是侍奉神。
That is to serve God.
就是为讨神喜欢。
To please Him.
为了满足神的心意。
To satisfy His heart.
是一个为神而活的人。
This is a person who lives for God.
我们如何能够成为一个清心，有这样清心性格的人？
So how can we be someone who is pure in heart?
乃是一个甘心奉献给神的人。
We need to first be a person who is willing.To sacrifice unto him.
当我们把自己奉献给神
As we offer ourselves to him.
我们把我们全人全心献给神
As we give our whole being unto him.
我们的心就能够单一
Then our heart becomes single.
能够纯一
And we will be pure.
我们就能够看见神
Then we can see God.
我们就能够看见我们从前所看不见的
Then we can see things that we could not see before.
我们昨天在诗歌练成根当中弟兄姐妹我们读到马太福音第二章
During the Sugarland morning devotion, we read Matthew chapter 2.
在那里记载几位东方的博士。
And there was recorded a few wise men from the east.
大家记得不是三位。
And we know it's not there's not only three of them.
很多时候我们读一读啊就读偏了就诶三个博士。
Many times by tradition, we only take that there were only three wise men.
圣经并没有说是几位。
But the Bible didn't tell us how many.
但是这几位东方的博士呢他们看见的那个星。
But there were a few wise men who saw the star.
那个星呢，就是那位神所应许的弥赛亚要降生在以色列人当中。
It is the star of the Messiah whom God has promised.
这几个东方博士呢，他们很可能不是以色列人。
So these wise men from the east, very likely they were not Jewish.
他们也没有摩西的律法。
They didn't have the law of Moses.
但你看见，他们却能够看见主耶稣基督的这个星。
But somehow they saw the star of the Lord Jesus.
他们预备了黄金、没药、沉香，要来敬拜，要来献给这位弥赛亚。
So they prepared gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
他们当然经过几番波折，他们找着的时候。
And after a long journey, after they found the Lord.
当他们敬拜这位弥赛亚之后。
As they came to worship this Messiah.
他们就大大的欢喜。
And they rejoiced greatly.
你看见他们因着他们有一个敬拜奉献的心。他们能够看见主耶稣基督的这一颗心。
We see that because they have a heart of worship, a heart to offer sacrifices to the Lord, then they were able to see the star.
反过来看以色列人。
And on the other hand,
他们有神的话语、神的律法。
With the Israelites, they had the word of God, the law of God.
他们有先知的预言。
They had the prophecy from the prophets.
就在弥迦书那里讲到要降生的弥赛亚。
In Book of Micah, it talks about the coming.Messiah.
在许多先知书上都提到这个预言。
And it was mentioned in many prophecies.
这些以色列人呢，他们还查考圣经，他们都知道神应许的这位弥赛亚要来。
And there were many scholars in Israelites. They know the scripture and they knew there was a coming Messiah.
但是我们看见他们却看不见这颗星。
But they weren't able to see the star.
他们有这些知识。
They have all the knowledge.
他们也守这些的律法规条。
They try to obey all the laws and the regulations.
但是他们却把这位义者，把这位弥赛亚钉在十字架上。
But they were the ones who nailed the righteous one, the Messiah, onto the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要认识一件事：知识并不能帮助我们。
So we need to know and truly understand knowledge cannot help us.
知识并不是不好。
They are not bad.
但是单有知识不能够叫我们看见神。
But if you only have knowledge, you still cannot see God.
我们必须要有一个单一纯净的心。
We need to have a pure heart, a single heart for Him.
接下来讲到主说使人和睦的人有福了。
And he says, blessed are the peacemakers.
我们也看见主耶稣在十字架所成就的救恩。
We see the salvation that he has accomplished on the cross.
主借着十字架成就了和睦。
He accomplished, He reconciliation on the cross.
他不仅叫所有世上的罪人能够与神和好。
Not only he has reconciled all the sinners to God.
他也拆毁了人和人之间一切不和睦的墙。
But he also destroyed the barrier of dividing wall between men.
所以我们有神生命的人应该也有这个性格，就是有一个使人和睦的性格。
So we who have the life of God should also have this character.That we need to be peacemakers.
当然，一方面我们感谢主，我们为着礼拜六，我们能够向福音朋友们传福音，叫他们与神和睦，这是我们应该有的信仰。
We thank the Lord this coming Saturday. We have an opportunity to really share the gospel with the gospel friends, so that they can be reconciled to God.
在这里还不单指着福音所说的。
But not here does not only talk about the gospel.
他也说到在弟兄姐妹中间的那个和睦。
It talks about a unity among brothers and sisters.
我们有神生命的人应该有这使人和睦的性格。
We who have the life of God should have the character of unity.
所以任何会迫害弟兄姐妹之间和睦的事的话，我们都不应该说。
So we need to refrain ourselves from any words that will cause disunity.
有任何的事情会破坏弟兄姐妹之间的和睦，我们都不应该做。
If anything that would cause division or destroy the unity among brothers and sisters, we must not do them.
这使人和睦的性格能够叫我们竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
That we need to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
叫我们能够在爱里合一。
So that we can be united in love.
这是在教会建造当中非常重要的一个性格。
And it's the most important, one of the very important characters in building up the church.
那前面这七个性格呢，是主所说的天国的性格。
So the Lord told us seven characters of the kingdom of heaven.
那第八点讲到受逼迫的人有福了，是为义受逼迫的，还有为主受逼迫的人也是有福。
And then he talks about blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and those who are persecuted because for the sake of him.
我本来在思想的时候不太明白为什么主把这件事情，就是为主受逼迫呢，也放在这天国的性格里头。
At first I didn't quite understand why the Lord included this persecution.Into the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
后来我有一个感觉。
And then I had a sense.
主乃是要借着这受逼迫的环境来建立这些性格在我们身上。
The Lord wanted to use all these persecutions, all the environments, to form His characters.
我就想到，就像那陶瓷上面画了一些很美丽的图画。
And I think of a clay. When you do ceramics, you can draw different patterns on it.
当我们这美丽的图画画完之后，它必须要经过烈火的来烧。
After you draw the patterns and the pictures on the clay, and it has to go through the furnace.
经过那像火一样的环境之后，这图画就印在这个陶器上面。
Only through the furnace, these patterns will be burned onto the clay.
就显出那个美丽来。
And you will show off its beauty.
所以我相信主很多时候允许我们在世上经过一些苦难。遭遇一些逼迫。
So I feel the Lord sometimes allows us to go through tribulations and even persecutions.
乃是为了建立天国的性格在我们身上。
So that the characters of the kingdom can be formed in us.
所以我们看见世上的人，他们恨恶主耶稣，拒绝主耶稣。
We see the people of this world, they hated the Lord Jesus, they rejected him.
所以当你在同事，在不幸的同事，或是回到中国，在那个环境不幸的环境当中，你要提起主耶稣的时候。
So when you go to your workplace, you have many...colleagues who do not believe the Lord, or if you return to China, many of your former friends do not believe the Lord.
当你要来提主耶稣的时候，你发现你好像有一种莫名的羞耻感。
And when you mention the name of the Lord, sometimes you feel this shame even.
这是世界的王的逼迫。
Because there is a persecution that comes from the king of this world.
我想这也是我们弟兄姐妹都经历过的。
I know we have all experienced this embarrassment.
但是我们实在是要记得，当主耶稣为我们被挂在十字架的时候。
But、we need to remember when the Lord was hung on the cross.
当主耶稣在那里受逼迫、受羞辱的时候。
When the Lord was persecuted and ridiculed.
主并没有以我们这些原本可羞耻的人为羞耻。
He was not ashamed of us who ought to be ashamed to him.
今天或许在世上我们会受到一些的歧视，一些的羞耻，一些的逼迫。
So in this world, we will encounter circumstances where we will be ridiculed, we will be put to shame.
但主的话告诉我们，为义受逼迫的有福了。
But the Lord, His words tell us, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
他说为主受逼迫的更有福了。
And even more blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of the Lord.
主告诉我们说应当欢喜快乐。
You should rejoice greatly and be glad.
因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because your reward in heaven is great.
我们知道当我们认识了这些主耶稣在登山宝训上所告诉我们这些天国的性格。
So as we see all these characters that's described from the Beatitudes,
我相信我们都有一个共同的感觉。
And we have the same feeling.
实在是太难了。
It is too difficult.
除了主以外我们谁能够做得到。
Besides the Lord, who can achieve all this?
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank him.
在彼得后书第一章主的话告诉我们。
In 2 Peter chapter 1,
主说神已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
That he has already granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
他已经将那又宝贵又极大的应许也赐给了我们。
He also granted to us his precious and magnificent promises.
这一切恩典我们所需要的主都赐给了我们。
All the grace that we ever need is already granted to us.
乃是要叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
So that we would escape the corruption that is in the world by lust.
他说叫我们能够与神的性情有份。
So that we may become partakers of the divine nature.
能够叫神的性情在我们身上被制作成为我们的性格。
That his nature can be formed in us so that we will have his characters.
姐妹，这完全是神白白的恩典。
And this is a free grace that God has given us.
姐妹，再说一次，靠着我们自己，没有一个人能够做到。
And I want to say it again that by ourselves, no one can do it.
但是靠着神已经赐给我们的恩典。
But by the grace that God has already granted to us,
每一个有神生命的人都应该能够做到。
Every man who has the life of God can do it.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord truly have mercy on us.
这里告诉我们神已经赐给了我们。
Here it tells us he has already granted to us.
因为这宝贝已经在我们里面。
This treasure is already in the clay.
关键不在于瓦器能不能。
It is not about either the earthen vessel can do it.
瓦器是不能。
The earthen vessel cannot be beautiful.
但这宝贝能。
But the treasure is.
这宝贝要在这瓦器显出那莫大的能力。
And the treasure will show its great power through the vessel.
不是出于我们，乃是出于神。
It is not from us, but it's from God.
弟兄姐妹，对神岂有难成的事？
Well, is anything impossible to God?
为什么我们不能够让神在我们身上做成他所喜悦的工作？
Why would we not allow the Lord to accomplish the work that he desires to do in us?
彼得后书接下来继续告诉我们说，弟兄们应当更加殷勤。
Therefore, Peter continues to say, Brethren, be all the more diligent.
神没有做不成的事。
There is nothing impossible to God.
但是神要我们配合他的工作。
But the Lord wants us to respond to his work.
所以这里圣灵感动彼得告诉我们说我们要殷勤。
So the Holy Spirit moved Peter to say, be diligent, all the more diligent.
我们要殷勤的来配合让神的工作成就在我们身上。
Now we need to be diligent to make certain and to respond to his work so that his work can be done in us.
好叫神在我们身上能够做成那得救的功夫，就是建立那天国的性格在我们蒙恩的人身上。
So that he can accomplish the work of salvation in us, which is to form the character of the kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们在主面前、饼杯面前敬拜主的时候
，This morning as we come before the table and worship Him，
我们被提醒一件事，就是当我们还做罪人的时候，主耶稣基督就为我们死了。
We were reminded one thing that when we were still sinners, He died for us。
我们才是看见他的爱是何等的大。
We see how great is His love。
他所成就的救恩是何等的完全。
How complete is His salvation？
这一切能够叫神成就他。每一在我们身上的恩典都已经赐给了我们。
And all this grace that will enable His work to be accomplished in us is already granted to us.
主在十字架上所成就的救恩，足够让我们每一个人都能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
That the salvation of the Lord that accomplished on the cross is enough to allow us to enter into the kingdom of heaven abundantly.
叫我们能够在当主耶稣再回来国度显现的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus returns.When the kingdom of heaven appears,
我们能够在那荣耀的国度里与主耶稣基督一同作王掌权。
We can reign, be kings, and reign with him in his glorious kingdom.
因为主他要把这公义的冠冕、把荣耀的冠冕、生命的冠冕赐给这些人。
Because he desires to give a crown of life, a crown of glory, unto the people he loved.
或许我们有人会有这样的一个想法。
Perhaps we have, we might have a thought.
我信耶稣蒙恩得救，我已经很满足了。
That I'm already very satisfied being saved by Christ.
你们这些少数人啊，整天在那里说要追求这个冠冕，要做宝座，要做王，这个太自私了。
There are few of you that tell us all day long that we need to pursue hard and to sit on the throne to receive the crown.
兄弟们，在我们中间有没有人有这样的一个想法？
And they might think, are you not so selfish in pursuing such a desire?
这话听起来好像很属灵。
And perhaps even sounds pretty spiritual in saying so.
主这么爱我，我蒙恩得救，我已经很满足了。
The Lord loved me so much, I have received His grace, and I'm already extremely satisfied.
你们追求冠冕，追求宝座，实在是太自私了。
But you're too selfish in pursuing after a crown, pursuing after a throne.
但弟兄姐妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果神拯救我们的心意，就是要我们每一个人都能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
The Lord's desire for us is so that we can have a way to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and we have that way abundantly supplied.
那你仍旧愿意你自己满足呢？还是你愿意来满足神的心意？
Would you only be content in being satisfied yourself, or would you want the Lord to be satisfied?
我们蒙了神这么大的恩典。
We have received such amazing grace.
我们能够拿什么报答神的恩典？
What can we use to repay His grace?
岂不应该让他在我们身上做成他的工作？
Should we allow Him to accomplish His work in us?
制作这些天国的性格在我们身上。
That His characters can be formed in us.
我们配合神他一切环境所安排。
Let us follow up to God and to submit ourselves to all the environments that HeDesigned for us,
让我们能够越来越像我们的主。
So that we can be more like Christ.
这才是能够叫神的心得着满足。
Then this will bring pleasure to His heart.
兄姐妹，哪一种心思才是自私的？
What is more selfish?
如果我们单单为了我们自己满足，那是一个自私的想法。
If we only live for our own satisfaction, then perhaps we are selfish.
如果我们乃是为着神的心意而活，
If we desire to live for the will of God.
在地上还有限的年日里面，单单为了满足神。
In the very limited time we have on earth, we want to live to please the Lord, to bring pleasure to Him.
那才是我们报答神恩典所应该有的态度。
And that is our attitude, so that we can repay the grace that He has given us.
我们感谢主，在过去的历代当中，主得着了许多的人。
We thank the Lord throughout history, He has gained many people.
他们越为了满足神的心意。
Many people who are willing to satisfy God's heart.
他们愿意成为贫穷的人，邻里贫穷的人。
Who are willing to become poor in spirit.
他们成为温柔的人。
They were poor. They were willing to become gentle.
他们成为连续人的人。
And they were merciful.
他们成为渴慕饥渴慕义的人。
And they hungered and thirsted after righteousness.
他们也成为使人和睦的人。
And they were willing to be peacemakers.
他们为着叫神的心意得着满足。
So that the will of the Father can be satisfied.
他们付上了一切的代价。
They paid the price.
就如一同一个姐妹，她所做了一个见证。
As a sister had testified to us.
她为我自己无所求。
He said, "For us, I ask for nothing."
为了主，我求一切。
For the Lord, I ask for all things.
盼望我们也愿意叫神的心意能够完全成就在我们身上。
May we also have such willingness that His will be done in us.
叫我们能够越来越像我们的主。
So that we can truly be more like Him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们心实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, our hearts thank you and praise you.
主，你向着我们的恩召是有何等的指望。
Lord, you have given us such a hope out of this calling.
多少时候我们实在是一个自私愚昧的人。
So often we're selfish and foolish.
我们只想到我们自己的满足。
We only think of our own satisfaction.
想到我们在世上的享乐。
We think of only our comfort and our indulgence in this world.
主啊，我们实在是对你的心意漠不关心。
We had not cared for your will.
主，求你赦免我们。
May you forgive us.
主，愿早晨你借着这番话语
Lord, through the words that you have given us this morning,
主，愿你的爱再来激励我们。
Again, constrain us by your love.
主，叫我们每一个蒙你所爱的人。
So everyone who is loved by you,
就没有一个在为自己活。
That we will no longer live for ourselves.
我们都能够为那为我们死而复活的主。
That we might live for the Lord who died and resurrected for us.
你实在是配。
Lord, you are alone are worthy.
你实在是配我们把自己来献给你。
You are truly worthy for us to give ourselves to you.
愿你的爱继续的激励我们。
May your love constrain us continually.
叫我们答应你的呼召。
So that we can respond to your calling.
叫我们愿意把自己让在你的手中。
And we can submit ourselves into your hands.
或富贵或贫穷。
Either be in richness or poverty.
或健康或生病。
In health or illness.
或缺乏或有余。
Or in need or in abundance.
主啊，我们愿你来建立你的性格在我们身上。
We desire for your character to be formed in us.
好叫你能够得着一般天国的子民。
So that you can truly gain a people that belongs to the kingdom of heaven.
在地上能够见证你，能够荣耀你。
That we may testify and glorify you here on earth.
在地上能够催促你的再来。
We may usher in your coming.
我们把我们自己仰望你。
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.